Mishkalim Perek Dalad Mishnehei Meiser Haktiris Mehoy Oisimba. What do they do with the leftover Ktiris? There are 365 portions of the Ktiris connected the 365 days of the solar calendar year. Based on the amount of days of the solar calendar year and that which they prepared, there was always inevitably, like the Rav explains, always leftover Ktiris. So what did they do with that leftover Ktiris? Ideally, like we said, it should always come from the Truma Chadasha. You couldn't wait and bring it the next year. You had to finish it this year. So what did they do with the leftovers? The first thing they did is that Mafrishim Mimena Schar Umanin, they set aside from the Lishka money that would pay back the people that would be working with the Ktiris and making the Ktiris. Now, even though this money is hektish, and normally hektish, in order to make it chol, that's what they're actually doing here. They're trying to make it chol by giving it to the people that were mefatmei hektiris. And you can't just stam do it without having the kedusha transfer onto a davar mesuyim, onto a physical object. Nevertheless, here it's okay because all these machzis hashekel coins were given al tnai beisdin, that the beisdin of hektish can decide and be masna to give it to whatever they want. So they're able to actually do this. So they're able to be mezakeh the money to the mefatmei ketores. So now this money is not kodesh anymore, it's chol. But you still have the older ketores that's there, that's left over. Now what do? Umechallin osa al schar umanin. And now they take the kedusha from the ketores that's left over and they're mechallit on this money that's now not kodesh anymore, that belongs to the umanin. So now the money, which used to be machzis hashekel money, now has the kedusha of ketores on it. And now the Ketoris now, since the Kedusha left the Ketoris is free of Kedusha. The Noisden Osal Umanin Bischarin, and now, instead of paying these craftsmen, these Mefatme Ketoris, instead of paying them with money, they actually pay them with this Ketoris that now has no Kedusha in the Schar of the work that they're going to do. So now you have the money that's Kaddish with the Kedusha of Ketoris, and you have the Ketoris that has no Kedusha that was given to the Umanin. And then the final step is v'charzin v'leichin isa mitruma chadasha. And now they can take new money from the truma chadasha and buy this ktaris that is chol in the hands of the umanin. Because we really want this ktaris not to go out and be used for anything else. It should still stay. The reason they did this and then simply just, like the Rav explains, sell it to the mefatmei ktaris and then just buy it back is because that's a little bit of a bizayon to the ktaris. And this is done bitsina this way. They didn't actually have to give it to the uman. They just were mezakit while they had possession of it. And then the Mishnah tells us, im bo hechadosh bezmano, if everything was normal, and the new batch of the machzis hashekels came in its right time for the new year, which means it came in Adar for the Nisan, for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, lo chenosam mitruma chadasha. So they're able to buy the leftover ktaris with the new money that they got. In the same way we said, they took a leftover ketores and were mechalit and did that whole transferring the kedusha back and forth. Then they were able to then buy it with truma chadasha. Vim lav, but if they were at a time where they did not have truma chadasha, so all they had were older coins, and yet, the Rav explains, they did this whole chad gadya where they took the leftover ketores and they transferred all the kedusha back and forth to get to a point where they paid the mefatmei ketores with Ketores that had no Kedusha and they were left off with coins that had the Kedusha of Ketores in their own possession. But Lamaisa, the Ketores that did not have Kedusha, that was in the hands of the Mefatmei Ketores, technically, didn't have to physically be there, but that was sort of belonging to the Mefatmei Ketores, they didn't want that Ketores to just stam be used for other things. So there, b'diyeved, v'imlav mina yishana, so then you can use the old machzis hashekel, what's left over from the Lishka, you can use that to buy the Ketores from the Trumas Alishka. However, the Rav explains, if Stam, they didn't do this whole transferring business, if it was just towards the end of the year, or at any time that they didn't have Truma Chadasha, and let's say it happened that there was a siege in Yerushalayim, that they didn't have the new coins, and the new year started, and all they had was the older coins, so on that, they would actually just use it just like it was. It wasn't from the current year, from the current money. Nevertheless, b'diyeved, you are allowed to be makdir ketores even if it wasn't from the money from that year. It could have been from old money. And Rav says that would be fine as well, b'diyeved.